This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Change after the hour here on the DJV program. Anybody got any advice for dealing with what happens after Christmas? Well, that comes. Let's just calm down, take it one moment at a time, and the moments continue. Jennifer is off today. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with Victoria leading the hour off. Let's see what, well, we're not going to see. This has bothered me my whole career. When I talk about seeing things, maybe what I'm really referring to is using your imagination, your mind's eye, your third eye, mm-hmm. to imagine what it is we're talking about. How's that getting out? Because, see, you can't see anything on the radio, even though who used to sign off that way? Osborne did, right? Charles Osborne used to say, I'll see you on the radio when he was on television.
Okay.
So, all right, here we are to be seen and heard. Victoria, what's cooking?
Well, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is trending, and the reason is she is resting in a New York hospital following surgery to remove two malignant growths in her left lung. And this is actually the third time that she's been treated for cancer, and it's her second stay in a hospital in only 2 months. So obviously a lot of people have been very concerned about her health. She is the oldest Supreme Court justice. And although just last week she was at the premiere of her movie, or the movie about her, that's called...
RBG, isn't it?
On the Basis of Sex,
right.
Oh.
And that stars Felicity Jones and Armie Hammer. And she was at the premiere in D.C. and drinking wine, so she was okay then, and I guess they must have either recently found these two malignant growths or she already had the surgery scheduled last week. So, and she's probably at Sloan Kettering. If she flew all the way up to New York for the surgery, that's most likely she's at Sloan Kettering.
Yeah.
But apparently her status is that she's resting comfortably and that she is that she's doing okay. And
that's tough stuff,
we hope
though,
that
when
she
it
bounces
recurs.
Back. Yeah.
That sort of thing. That's tough. I don't think she was ever a smoker, was she? Anybody know whether she was ever a smoker?
I don't know. I don't know much about what she used to do. She's not a smoker now, if she was in the past. But, you know, we certainly know how physically fit she is. If you've seen the documentary, which is called RBG, and it's such a great documentary, and just on how, like, the court system works and everything, it's really interesting. And of course it shows her in the gym lifting weights, and she's got her personal trainer who really pushes her. She's 85, but she's a beast in the gym. It's great.
Well, you don't survive well at that age without muscle. You just don't. People who get frail, and they get weak, they get limp, they have no tone, they have no strength, they have no structure. Your bones will need, as you get older, more support, and you give them support by building up muscle. You don't have any muscle, you're going to hit the road sooner than you may desire. So she's got that in her mind. Lung cancer has been something that has bothered women more in the last 20 years or so, even women who don't smoke. I'm reminded of Christopher Reeve's wife, who died at the age of 44, I think. I'm trying to remember her first name.
Dana.
That was it. Yeah, brought it to the attention of a lot of people because she'd never smoked at all in her life.
Yeah.
And then people started looking at stats and they saw lots of women of that age dying of lung cancer. And so they tried to figure out where else it came from because there's so many environmental impacts now. And everybody, you know, your body goes through different things. You have children. They left they have one daughter, I think, didn't they? If I remember correctly.
They have a son, don't they?
I may have two children, but I know that she died shortly, not, you know, more than a couple of years after Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, it was horribly sad.
Awful.
Awful. Well, apparently, I'm just looking into this a little bit more. So apparently RBG got lucky because they found the nodules on her lungs, or on her left lung, while they were doing the test when she broke her ribs.
Oh,
so
good.
The x-rays from the ribs actually discovered, that's when they discovered this, so they have known about it. They said it's at a very early stage, and they don't expect that she will need any further treatment beyond the surgery, which is good luck.
Yeah, good. Everybody would be happy about that, including her family for sure. Other names in the news today, Patrick Shanahan. Apparently, the announcement is being made that the defense secretary, deputy defense secretary, Mr. Shanahan, is going to replace Mad Dog Mattis. The president also tweeted Mattis is going to leave January 1st, 2 months ahead of schedule. That's a kick out the door. Mattis told the president he'd leave February 28th, and the president apparently is ticked off because he's leaving, so get lost is the bottom line to that. Mattis announced his resignation after the president said they wanted to, he wanted to get the troops out of Syria. So that continues to be something that gets kicked around a little bit, even over the Christmas holiday. So Patrick Shanahan, the name will go to the Congress to be approved or to the Senate. Other names, laws were in that pew. Apparently, over the weekend, in several interviews, Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, promised he would not budge on demands for border wall money. He said it's this is a silly fight, the spending bill and all of the stuff that has to do with the government being shut down. He's the one who's criticized, however, the president because of the situation with Mad Dog Mattis leaving and what's going on in Syria and wants to have hearings on it. So it's interesting. One hand is one thing that's sort of supported. It shows that he thinks for himself anyway, as far as I can see. One more name, or a couple of more names, actually, that are in the news today. You always help me with this, Kara. Mahershala Ali. Is that
how? Mahershala.
Yeah,
Mahershala. Mm-hmm. Him, too. Apparently, I have been, you've heard me talk about Green Book, the movie that he's in with Viggo Mortensen, but there's apparently some kind of way that he played the part. This is a true story, and the family's upset because he didn't play it correctly. So he has apologized to the family. The book that helped him travel in the South in the 1960s during the Jim Crow era follows the friendship between pianist Shirley, who is Ali, and his white driver, Tony the Lip Valonga. I didn't listen to them try to pronounce it. Valonga, I believe, is how it's pronounced. The fellow, I guess the brother of the original character, the pianist, said that he never considered Tony to be his friend. He was an employee, his chauffeur. He wore a cap and a uniform, apparently. So the context and the nuance are important to the story. And as usual, Hollywood doesn't get it the right way. But you know what? It still makes for a good story. I'm sure that they're... Mahershala Ali called a brother and apologized, but you know that was the script. He said, "If I've offended you, I'm so terribly sorry. I did the best I could with material I had. I wasn't aware that there were close relatives with whom I could have consulted to add nuance to the character. You know what? Okay, so it's a good movie. Leave it at that."
I haven't seen it, but it is getting a lot of buzz.
Good movie.
When you have someone who's literally the brother of the main character and the family, usually the family is brought in on some level and they, you know, are consulted. But I understand if it's because I think if you're an African American and especially if you're in this family, it just feels like a whitewashing of the truth. You know, it was all honky dory and they were friends and they really weren't friends. So I guess that doesn't make for as good a movie.
It would not have been a movie. Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a movie. So it says in the beginning of the movie, based on a true story. Okay, well, not all of it. Apparently is based on a true story, but still is a good movie worth seeing. It's 15 past the hour. What's up with Bad Vlad next here on the DJV program? Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Honey. Honey.
What?
I can't sleep.
Oh.
Would you mind if I put on some white noise?
Yeah, sure, babe. Yeah.
Oh, so much better.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowners away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of more people in the news. Bad Vlad, apparently not a fan of rap, ladies. He told those in attendance at a conference with his cultural advisors that the state needs to step in. Excuse me. If it's impossible to stop, then we must lead it and direct it, he said. Warned that banning this popular music genre might actually make it more popular. Duh. He said, quote, rap is based on three pillars, sex, drugs, and protest. He said, noting that drugs and protest are the most worrying to him, this is the path to the degradation of our nation. His warning comes amid warnings of increasing censorship. There's a lot of cultural censorship now in Russia. He's a dictator. That's what he is. That's what he gets, you know. He's in control, and he wants everybody to know it. I'm in charge. Meanwhile, remember the college student Otto Warmbier, who died in North Korea?
Yeah. Warmbier.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Did I pronounce it?
It's
Warmbier?
Just an I,
Warmbier.
Yeah. Okay. I, not
yeah,
an L.
Warmbier. Mm-hmm. Anyway, parents are suing North Korea for $1 billion, filed a wrongful death lawsuit. The country brutally tortured and murdered their son, they say. So I think they get anywhere with this. North Korea has denied.
What court do you do? Does this go into?
International. You can sue them in a federal court, but you know.
So a U.S. federal court, you can sue another country.
Yeah. You can try.
Yeah, because I'm saying that if they filed $1 billion lawsuit, I'm trying to figure out like what's the governing body for that then. Kim Jong-un is not going to have to stand in court in front of a judge.
And he's not going to. He's going to thumb his nose and say, get lost. That's the end of that. But it's an interesting way of trying to bring it to everybody's attention again. 21 half the hour on the DJV program.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is great car music. DJV program 23, actually was 24 after the hour. Music is the focus of this portion of every hour. So Jennifer and Victoria, Kara, and you can enjoy, as we get started here in the fold, some Ringo music. Actually, Ringo and Paul together on this, right? Isn't that who's that? I think both of them are on this, if I remember correctly. Ringo is up for a big time. The new super deluxe edition of the White Album is out. His legend getting a boost, with Beatles fans praising the newly heard dimensions to his playing on the remastered album from 1968. The new White Album mix from Giles Martin, the son of the original producer, George Martin, allows listeners to hear Ringo's drums on a new level, proving to be a big hit with fans. He was the heartbeat of the Beatles, many of his fans have always thought. He's 78 years old now. Ringo has a new tour, as well as a new coffee table book of photos called Another Day in the Life. The book follows Ringo's adventures around the world, dating back to the Beatles' time. Photos by me, he says, and a few picked up along the way. There's a foreword from filmmaker David Lynch, as well as Ringo's own commentary, like when he reflects on the cover of Abbey Road, quote, "We were sitting in the studio thinking, we need a cover. Let's go to Hawaii. Let's go to Egypt. All right, so let's just walk across the street." And that was the reason. Remember the cover of Abbey Road walking across the street? Yeah. And they went back. McCartney went back and visited that. I think told a story to an interviewer recently. I remember that. Anyway, so Ringo also is announcing a new tour with his long-running all-star band, celebrating its 30th anniversary. Let's see, who's in the all-star band? Steve Lukather from Toto, Colin Hay from Men at Work, Greg Rowley from Santana, plus a new addition, Hamish Stewart of the Average White Band.
Hamish. What kind of fan are you? Hamish.
No, Hamish. Ringo also made time to drop by Buckingham Palace got knighted recently. He's often asked what his secret staying in the fold is. He says, quote, I think staying alive, staying active, keeps you young. I like to work out. I have a trainer. I'm lively on stage. I have a vegetarian diet. So I do what I think is good for me, and I've been blessed that I have the energy to keep it moving. It's broccoli with every meal. How about
that's
that?
That's a lot of broccoli.
I know.
Yeah. By the way, Jennifer, I found that bird's eye vegetarian pasta finally at one of the stores.
Did you like it?
Oh, I haven't cooked it yet, but I
found
it. I'm on the way. Anyway, so this is a good album. The All-Star Band. I used to have Todd Rundgren in it, too. I don't see his name here among the celebrants, but Ringo is a cool, if it doesn't sound too corny, he's a cool cat. He's a character. All right, also musically speaking, as long as we're in the Beatles pew, Roseanne Cash is getting the John Lennon Award for gun violence activism, named the recipient of this award in honor she'll accept at the 38th annual John Lennon tribute concert. She'll perform several of her favorite Lennon and Beatles classics during the concert, which will include guests Mark Cohn, Jesse Colin Young from the Youngbloods, Willie Nile, Scott Sherrard, and Mark Arely. Theater Within is the nonprofit presenting its first tribute event for Lennon as a neighborhood gathering at their studio. He was gunned down, remember, in early December 1980 outside his apartment. There's still people wondering who really was responsible for that. You know that, right? There are a lot of people who think it was some kind of a conspiracy. Anyway, Roseanne Cash has been an outspoken advocate for gun control, instrumental in encouraging fellow artists to stand up to the NRA. She said, in songwriting and activism and in trying to live a fearless life, I can't begin to count the times I've thought to myself, what would John do? So Roseanne Cash and Ringo in our musical spotlight here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
As a business owner, how can you help protect both your employees and your business? For starters, you should be prepared. Chris Vilsack of State Farm explains how to maintain a safe business property.
Improving pedestrian and parking areas can reduce the risk of slips, trips, and falls for everyone. This includes maintaining plenty of lighting, cleaning up any spills, removing obstructions from walkways, installing handrails and non-slip surfaces for stairs, and making sure that any problems are repaired quickly. Plus, having an employee safety and training program can further reduce the risk of injuries.
What other tips can you share?
If you own a building, consider having a manager on duty whenever possible. Plus, it helps to post emergency phone numbers and to keep first aid kits both handy and fully stocked. Finally, don't forget that although you can do a lot to prepare, you can't prevent every calamity. That's why choosing the proper insurance is crucial.
To learn more, contact a State Farm agent or visit statefarm.com. I'm Bob Devo for the Consumer Radio Network.
If you've got computer problems, you have big problems. Is your computer frozen? Is it loaded with viruses? How about the infamous blue screen? Or maybe it doesn't even turn on at all. You need the computer experts right now at the PC Support Hotline. Any computer, anywhere, anytime. 24 hours a day, you can call us and we'll fix it guaranteed or you pay nothing. Everything is done remotely over the phone. You don't even have to lug your computer or laptop anywhere. Just call now and one of the world's best tech support agents will dial into your computer and fix it guaranteed. Don't go through the expense of replacing your computer or the time-saving torture of replacing software or lost files. Call right now and we'll fix your computer guaranteed or you pay nothing.
800-707-1788. 800-707.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. Officials in New Mexico say the child had been treated for cold and fever. Then he was released from a hospital, but he immediately returned and then died a few hours later. The boy is the second child to die in Customs and Border Patrol custody this month. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl, whose body was returned to her home village on Christmas Eve, died from extreme dehydration after she and her father crossed the border illegally. Officials say she didn't receive treatment for 90 minutes after she showed signs of illness. President Trump has made hardline immigration policies a central plank of his presidency, drawing fire from critics who accuse him of demonizing migrants for political gain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's Christmas week here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, with you and all the people who are enjoying this fabulous week, this fabulous time of year. It is just that. It's a most wonderful time of the year. I don't know if I want to put all that to music, but it's, you know, it's a time to feel light and airy and fun and fresh and that sort of stuff. Get away from some of the usual issues, although the reality is that we have things going on. There are, last year I kind of felt like this too. We didn't ever get away from the cycle, the news cycle. Things are always happening and there's always something in your face. For example, today, information on how many high school students are using electronic cigarettes. how many this year versus last year. Because at the end of the year, there are always stats about this, that, and the other thing. And so this year, apparently twice as many youngsters of high school age started using electronic cigarettes. You realize what a disgusting stat that is? The annual study of teen smoking, drinking, and drug use. This week, full of all of this kind of stuff. What happened this past year? The year in review. Well, this was the largest single-year increase in the survey's 44-year history, surpassing the 1970 surge in smoking marijuana, which has kind of calmed down. There's not a newness to that, but there's a newness to these damned electronic cigarettes. The survey suggests, from the research department anyway, the findings come from responses of 45,000 students from grades 8 to 12. Do you realize what an indictment that is of all kinds of things? The industry itself, parenting, kids and their stupidity, the lack of education in the sciences, biology, that sort of thing in high school. They should be focusing.
But everyone knows smoking's bad for you. Everyone knows that. We've known that from the beginning. But people still are choosing to do it. I actually take parenting and parents out of that equation because I guarantee the majority of these kids who are vaping, the parents don't even know. You can't smell it.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
You know, if you sneak a cigarette in high school, your parents bust you because you can smell it.
Smell it.
And so one of the reasons that kids are turning to vaping in such big numbers is because you can just keep doing it and no one's ever going to know.
Yeah.
And it's so, but it's even, we know there are studies out there now, it is so much worse for you than smoking
awful.
A regular cigarette.
Yeah.
And we know how bad regular cigarettes are, so this is going to be, if something doesn't change with this, then this is going to be, this could wipe out an entire generation with lung cancer, because it's going to happen so much faster than it does with regular cigarettes.
Yeah, it's awful. These damn things shouldn't even be allowed. Yeah, the government's into everything. Why aren't they into this? It's really interesting to compare also, Victoria, the stats of other things that are abuses, like alcohol and cigarettes and stuff, cocaine, LSD, ecstasy, heroin, opioid pills, marijuana. The vaping way surpassed marijuana smoking. About 1 in 4 students said they'd used marijuana at least once in the past year. But all the other, the marijuana thing is about level. So vaping is way up, marijuana is about level, and the use of all the other stuff is way down. Declined. Cigarettes, cocaine, LSD, ecstasy, heroin, opioid, all that stuff is down. Marijuana,
I think that's got to be an accessibility thing, though, right? Because it's harder to get marijuana. If you're a typical high school kid, it's harder to get marijuana than it is to just go to your corner store and buy a cigarette vape thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't probably card you. They should. You have to be 18 to buy them, but I don't think that's happening. So it makes sense that all the other stuff would be down or would be level because there's just it's harder to get.
Yeah,
but these electronic cigarettes, they're everywhere. They're in gas stations. Like, they're everywhere. They're
everywhere.
In 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
And there's no real supervision here.
Nope.
In a country that's so over-regulated and over-governmentalized, you'd think somebody would be on that. Who's making these things, and where's the dough going?
Yeah. It's frustrating because, to me, it's like exactly like the same thing that happened with cigarettes, where basically they were promoted as being this cool thing, and then suddenly all these people started using them. It's like I'm friends on Facebook with a couple people who work in vape shops or own vape shops, and they're always talking about like the different flavors that they can mix people and stuff like that, and it's just... It's like this new, it's like bartending. It's like we can mix you all these different flavors of vaping, and it just sounds disgusting to me, but it's adults everywhere who are making it seem like this cool thing, and I feel like that's why teenagers are, it's everywhere, and everyone's doing it, and so of course teenagers have to partake in it, and it's just, it's sad. I've been saying from the very...
What stupid adult thinks this is a way to get off of cigarettes?
I don't know, and I mean, there were doctors who were saying it in the very beginning, that maybe this is a new thing, and I was saying from the very, very beginning that we're just putting all these chemicals in our body that people have no idea what they are because there's no testing on it, and now, a couple years later, now we find out that it's terrible for you.
See, all these people getting really sick. Yep. All right, here's something else from the same... sort of area. Johnson & Johnson, losing its bid to overturn that multi-billion-dollar verdict awarded in the lawsuit over the safety of their products, the talcum powder most specifically. Judge in St. Louis ruling against Johnson & Johnson. They tried to reverse the $4.7 billion jury award that was given to a woman who got ovarian cancer from using the talcum powder. And was it last week we were talking about the company trying to cover up test results showing mm-hmm. that the baby powder and the talc contain asbestos still?
Yeah.
This company should go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't obviously get it.
Yeah, they admitted that they had formaldehyde in baby shampoo for all of these years.
Yeah.
And so it's unbelievably toxic. And there's an entire, I'd say probably at least two, I'd say a solid two generations of people mm-hmm. whose parents used all these products thinking that they were safe.
Yep, there you go. Here's another one, the lawsuit against Purdue Pharma. Claiming members of the family that owns the company that makes OxyContin is responsible for fueling the abuse of this painkiller. So there's a lawsuit going on here in Massachusetts. The filing in Suffolk Superior Court expands on the lawsuit that was filed in June. 16 current and former executives are on the hook here. The Sackler family owns the company. Suit asserts that over the past decade, Sacklers controlled a deceptive sales campaign by Purdue aimed at getting more people on higher doses of opioids. Oh. So this is a very interesting. They got to have all kinds of insurance policy. I didn't realize that there was a drug company that was still controlled by one family, but that's the situation with Purdue Pharma. The family members, the names of the family and the allegations against them are blacked out in the stuff, the redacted complaint that's been published. But the state is claiming the family directed the company to hire hundreds more sales reps to go around, knock on doctors' doors to get more doctors to prescribe the painkiller. They also directed sales reps to encourage doctors to prescribe more at the highest doses. Suit contends that the family studied unlawful tactics to keep patients on opioids longer than ordered by doctors and that sort of thing. So this is they've of course denied the allegations, but it's pretty obvious.
But that's how even stuff. Yeah, and regardless of what type of medicine it is, if you've ever been into a doctor's office and you see the guy or the girl with the rolling suitcase, that's a suitcase full of drugs that they meet with the doctors. They give them all kinds of free samples. We now know that there are so many. I think John Oliver's show did this over 2 years ago. They started a whole database on specific doctors, what the type of kickbacks that they've gotten from. Oh yeah, names of doctors. Yeah. What they received from pharmaceutical companies. Their kids' college tuitions have been paid off. Yeah. They got new cars, vacations, golf clubs, like all this crazy stuff just to basically be drug pushers. And look at where we are now. A couple years later, we've got an epidemic.
What's going to happen is that from the opioid epidemic is going to come a couple of things. As hemp gets more use and CBD oil becomes more part of the everyday style of dealing with pain, that and marijuana, as it's legalized, will replace opioids. And it would seem that that makes sense. There's far less harm that comes certainly from hemp using CBD oil to deal with pain. Here's an email from a fellow named Ron. I've been taking these opioids. A lot of people like myself have chronic pain on a daily basis. Opioids are addictive. Many people have died from overdosing, but what do we use? Well, you use what I just said. You use the CBD oil.
And if you're in a medical marijuana state, then I think you're right, Doug. I think that's going to be, as soon as medical marijuana gets legalized in more and more states, and it's in a handful of states now, but I think that we're going to probably start seeing programs that transition people, that wean people off the opioids and start supplementing with either marijuana edibles, or smoking medical marijuana to try to, because if you just go cold turkey off these opioids, it's like going cold turkey off of heroin. Yeah. It's the same derivative. It's horrible. But there has to be a plan in place to get people unhooked on this stuff.
Yep. It's amazing how we do this stuff to ourselves, isn't it? You know, the electronic cigarettes, the opioids.
Well, you trust your doctor. You're in pain. You go to the doctor. You trust what he says or she says. And, you know,
well,
and
there are doctors who deal just with pain, and they're the ones that are... This stuff has been prescribed by so many of these pain clinics.
Yeah.
That's where it started. 45 past the hour on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Since December, GM has equipped 3 million cars with an in-dash system it calls Marketplace. The free system communicates directly with merchants, enabling a driver and passenger to order and pay for a variety of products and services without a phone. This is the shape of things to come. Vendors include McDonald's, Shell, ExxonMobil, Dunkin' Donuts, Applebee's, and Delivery.com. The list is growing, and now you can order directly from your car. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment, available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Honey.
What?
I can't sleep.
Oh.
Would you mind if I put on some white noise?
Yeah, sure, babe. Yeah.
Ah, so much better.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Each year, more than 1 million Americans limp to the doctor with sprained ankles. Among high school athletes, it's the number one reported injury. But at any age, a single misstep is enough to roll your foot under and twist the joint inward, stretching or tearing ligaments holding the bones in place. Most sprains heal on their own.
However, when you have a major sprain, instability can be a problem down the road, and that can lead to often cartilage injury as well as arthritis and pain.
Foot and ankle surgeon Dr. Glenn Schur says if pain persists more than 2 days, see a doctor. Better to avoid the injury entirely if possible. Dr. Schur's top tips: be more aware of your foot placement on uneven ground. Be active and build strength for better foot control. And whatever your activity, don't skip the warm-up.
Stretching often conditions us and prepares us for athletic events such as running, jogging, changing directions. We really need to keep ourselves limber, if you will.
For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
Anywhere. Radio remote.
remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now 53 after the hour. It's a Christmas week of eating, and eating. So let's get to some food news that may help you or not, depending on your love of chocolate, for example. I'm really upset. Victoria is going to ruin the mood for me now.
Well, ruin, I don't know. The mood. I have a feeling that you'll still be eating Christmas cookies, right? You'll continue for until the new year. You'll
I had
be
a
eating
bunch of chocolate chip cookies last night, man. Oof.
Yeah. Well, apparently one of the biggest travesties over this holiday season is involving Hershey's Kisses. And, everyone likes to make those cookies. I think, Kara, maybe you even recently made them.
Yeah,
you know, the
butter,
little cookies.
Peanut butter blossoms.
Yeah, and then you put the Hershey Kiss in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently people are very upset because they're opening bags and bags of Hershey Kisses, and the little tips of the kiss are all broken off.
Really?
Yes. Wow. There must be, and this is across the country. People are now showing their outrage online. They're calling the company, they're calling the Hershey Company, which is based in Pittsburgh, and they're complaining that all these bags of Hershey's Kisses, they don't look right when you try to make a pretty cookie because the tips are all blunt.
Really?
And normally they have that really pretty little, you know, that little tip that kind of curves up. And so I'm not sure what happened, but this is, a national bad batch of Hershey Kisses. So your cookies will not be as pretty, but I'm sure they'll still taste as good.
All right, so this is good news in the food news department for dark chocolate lovers. Your lucky day, according to new findings, chocolate with a high concentration of cacao, 70%, in fact, might boost your immunity, your mood, and your memory. It's the first time that we've looked at the impact of large amounts of cacao in doses as small as regular-sized chocolate bars, the first time in humans anyway, over a short, long period of time. The researcher is Dr. Lee Burke. So he's the one who came up with the findings about dark chocolate, 70% boosting your immunity, your mood, and your memory. I don't like the taste of dark chocolate, though. Do you?
I used to not like it, but I've gotten used to, I can handle 70%. That's where the health benefits kick in.
Yes.
So I can handle that, but I usually like it mixed with something. Yeah. Like if it has, you know, some nuts in it or something else to kind of offset the bitterness.
Right. Okay. As long as we're in the candy department, Butterfinger, the Butterfinger candy brand, owned by Nestle since 1990, bought by Ferrero, the company behind Nutella. New parent company is making some big changes. New bars, which will be available in stores next February, made using a chocolate shell coating that contains more milk and cacao instead of some of the fillers that they put in. In addition to the updated chocolate coating, brand is using carefully selected U.S.-grown peanuts to make the crispy interior. The peanuts also are roasted in-house. That's not all. Butterfinger is quite literally trimming the fat. The new recipe, getting rid of the hydrogenated oils that had trans fats in them, the preservatives found in many processed foods, TBHQ, that's out too. According to the brand spokespeople, these updates have made a crispier, fresher candy bar. How many people like Butterfingers?
I do. Every once in a while. I used to love it at Halloween. I loved getting Butterfingers.
Even with all the changes, the bars still look pretty much the same. Packaging is getting a fresh update to reflect the new ownership. It'll be double-layered, another addition, the brand says, will improve the bar's freshness and allow it to last longer. New bars available at all the convenience stores, drug stores, candy stores, grocery stores, Walmart, Target, CVS, Kroger, Publix, same places. You can get any kind of candy, right? Isn't that?
I'm happy that they're taking some, that they're getting rid of the junk that was in it. You know, the fillers, the hydrogenated oils, all that stuff that's so bad for you.
Yeah,
I hope candy gets a makeover in 2019 in general.
Let's have it. You're right. Good wishes for candy in the new year.
Healthier candy.
Here's something that will make you healthier in the new year. Losing weight the Calitrin way. Time-tested ingredients. Healthy weight loss. This is the time. Don't wait till the first of the year. Get on the program now. There's a lot of good news from a lot of people. Calitrin helps to rebuild lean muscle, repair your house, your body, your tissue, because the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, your bodybuilding protein that you stopped in your 30s building on your own. So you got to have a supplement. And this is the way to get it. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Benefits are amazing. Calitrin, the healthiest way to lose weight. You can get it by going to toploss.com. Use the DJV code. Get 50% off while that opportunity exists. DJV is the...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.